Look at Pinto getting all, what's the word I'm looking for?
I have no idea.
Relevant to there our next go. Conversation with little werewolves in London. Our next guest, or our first guest of the program today, is a gentleman who's on this program often. I wish he could be on more, actually. His name is Jim Suhan. He is a columnist for the Star Tribune newspaper in Minneapolis and a talk show host on 1500 ESPN. He is in London right now covering the Minnesota Vikings. Let's welcome in Jim Suhan to the Mike McFeely Show. Hello, Jim Suhan from London. How are you?
I was just thinking that I think only the London has a better underground tube system than Fargo.
You know,
I got to give London the nod.
Well, you know what? But has London been on College Game Day recently, buddy?
And they are ticked about that. They are writing letters to Lee Corso as we speak.
Has Lee Corso brought a baby bison out of some theater in London, for God's sake, and said hooray for North Dakota State? I don't think that he has, so there.
I haven't checked every corner of London. It might be happening right now.
You're exactly right. How are you finding London, by the way? And don't say I took a right at Madrid. I mean, how is London treating you? And are the Vikings treating London well? Let's ask that, I guess.
I love London. I was here for 3 weeks for the Olympics. I really love it. I love it's a big, beautiful, diverse, clean city with great public transportation, with great sightseeing, very temperate. And honestly, I like going exotic places, but it is also nice, especially when you're working, to be in a country where they speak something close to the language you speak, although they speak it much better and with a much cooler accent than I do. And the Vikings showed up this morning, I guess, and they made. I wrote about this too. I give the Vikings a lot of credit. I covered the Vikings in the bad old days when you might get beat up every time you walk in the locker room. This has become a very classy organization. And here they are, 0-3. They have one of their worst losses in recent memory on Sunday. They have to fly overnight. A bunch of large men crammed into, tiny little airplane seats. They have to fly overnight. They land. They go directly to Wembley Stadium to do a promotional thing with a bunch of London school kids. And they didn't, they were cheerful as can be. So that's how they're finding London so far. But I would imagine right about now they might be going to sleep.
Does anybody in London care that the Minnesota Vikings and Pittsburgh Steelers are in London? I don't believe it's a country that's too crazy about NFL football, although it's trying to become a global game. I'm thinking they're much more interested in Manchester United or anything other than the Minnesota Vikings.
Well, I picked up the London Times when I first got in, and it was cricket and soccer on the back. It was cycling. It was rugby. It was Formula One racing. And this is a Monday, not even one NFL score, not even in the smallest agate type. So, I don't know how many people live in London. Let's just say 10 million. That's probably wrong, but let's just say 10 million. If there are 10 million people in London, they're probably 5,000 who care about the NFL.
So why are you there? Why are you and the Minnesota Vikings there? This is a Roger Goodell, let's make this game global thing?
This is the NFL seeking world domination, and I actually think that's a mistake. I think the NFL, Lamborghini going by right now, by the way, very nice car, decided to figure you could hear the engine, so I thought I'd tell you what it was. The Roger Goodell and the NFL are so successful that they think they're invulnerable, and they think that because the NFL is such an incredible success story, such a successful business model, that it'll succeed anywhere you push it. And I'm just not sure. I have spent a little time here and in Europe. I've spent time in Mexico. I've spent time in Canada. I just don't think other countries look around and go, boy, we need the NFL. Or, boy, we don't have enough going on ourselves. I mean, London, they care about, again, rugby, cricket, cycling, Olympic sports, soccer. They're crazy about soccer. Soccer's played year-round here. I'm just not sure the NFL would be a success here. And I know what the NFL is thinking is, if you can get just a small percentage of Britons to turn on the TV once a week, then your ratings become globalized and that, you bring in different advertisers, you make another $1 billion. I think the NFL is pretty close to perfect the way it is now. And I think dilution is not a great idea.
Well, and to me, there is no more American game the way the world sees us, perhaps. And I'm not a veteran world traveler like yourself, but I think that the world sees the NFL as a reflection of who we are. It's big and it's loud and it's violent and it's over the top and it's all these cliches that people think about America, and some of them are even true. And I'm not sure that that's going to play on any other stage than our own stage, Jim. So I agree. I to me, the NFL seems like the least of our exportable sports, even less exportable than baseball. You know, I mean,
I agree. Yeah, I agree with you completely. And I mean, baseball has some subtle charms that, kind of lure people in. Football, you know, it's just different. It's different and it's violent. And it's an acquired taste and has kind of funky rules. I just don't know if it translates well. And I just, you know, and my only hesitation in saying all this is the NFL really does know what it's doing. they have been incredibly successful. But I just don't know. I just don't get the sense that it's going to catch on.
Jim Suhan, columnist for the Star Tribune in Minneapolis and a talk show host on 1500 ESPN, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show this afternoon. So what are the Vikings? I know that they have the happy faces on, but this is a very difficult season so far for the Vikings. What do they think about having to fly halfway around the world to play a football game when really the most important thing that the Vikings need right now, Jim, is a victory of any way, shape, or form? They need to win a football game.
I think some of the Vikings are ticked. They're giving up a competitive advantage here. This should be a home game. And not only, you know, you have a home game, you get eight home games a year, and this home game is one you have to fly 8 hours overnight, do a bunch of promotional stuff, add to your preparation, live on the road, which I don't care what you're doing. Living on the road is tiring. Even if you're staying in a great hotel and eating great food and everything else, it just takes something out of you. It does. And they're going to be in a stadium that I guarantee you will have more Steelers fans than Vikings fans. These Steelers fans are crazy, and they travel everywhere. This is a huge competitive disadvantage at a juncture where Leslie Frazier, his job is on the line, where you have a bunch of guys in the last year of their contract, like Jared Allen, Kevin Williams, Everson Griffin. You have a quarterback as well. So I would say that 80% of the Vikings are probably seething inside about this, but too flashy to say anything. And then there's guys like Christian Ponder who are probably just relieved they don't have to play in the Metrodome this weekend.
Are the Vikings as bad as they look on TV in Fargo, and is Christian Ponder as bad as he looks, and is the defense as bad as it looks, Jim? Or is it all just a rough start for a pretty decent football team? Because right now, if you were to take the pulse of Vikings territory in Fargo, North Dakota, there are people ready to slit their wrist over the start by the Vikings because they have looked so terrible.
I'm going to say something that might sound contradictory, but I'm going to say it anyway. I think it's a good roster and a really bad team. Because, you know, look at the Patriots. Patriots have a bad roster. You know, Belichick has done a poor job as a general manager, basically, filling out that roster. But when you have a coach and you have a quarterback, you can cover up so many flaws. And the Vikings are kind of the opposite of that. I think Leslie Frazier is a good football coach. He's a great human being. He's a great leader. But I think he's done a terrible job picking coordinators, and coordinators have a huge impact on success in the NFL. So I think you have poor coordinators, you have a terrible quarterback, and you have a defense that really is dependent on the front four being dominant, and the front four hasn't been dominant, which makes so all of a sudden your secondary and your weaknesses at linebacker are exposed. So it's not it's a good roster if you just go position by position and sign like a number grade to the talent at each position. A lot of number one draft picks, a lot of good draft picks, but you put it all together and it's kind of a mess.
Christian Ponder going to be the quarterback for how many more weeks for the Vikings, Jim?
He would be zero more for me. But Frazier, listen, you know, you've Spielman has spent a first-round draft pick on him. You have Frazier who believes in patience. So I think he's going to get every benefit of the doubt. Maybe I think at this point he's put himself in a position where if he has a terrible game while everybody else is playing well, I think that does it. I think that's when he gets benched. But, like, he played horribly on Sunday, but everybody else played so horribly, Frazier didn't want to pin it just on Ponder by benching just Ponder. But I – two things here. Number one, I think Ponder's been terrible, and I would bench him for that reason. Here's my other thought here that I never hear anybody mention. When did it become a capital crime to bench a guy just for the heck of it? I mean, you know, we treat this like it's Brett Favre with a consecutive game streak and you can't take him out of the lineup. It's Christian Ponder. You can take him out of the lineup. And you can take him out for a half. You can take him out for a game. You can take him out for the rest of the season. You can take him out just to try the other guy. You can put Ponder back in. Stop treating him like he's either A, fragile, because he's fragile, he's not worth it anyway. Or B, like he's some established starter who can't be touched. He's not an untouchable.
If the Vikings lose to the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday, and there's a very good chance they might do that, even as bad as Pittsburgh is, because the Vikings aren't very good, then how short does the rope get for Leslie Frazier? Would there be any way the Wilfs would get rid of Leslie Frazier mid-season this year, or is he good for this entire season?
That's a really good question. I think Leslie has enough cachet, enough collateral within the organization. He's so thoroughly respected as a human being. And I also think he did a great job of coaching the team last year. I thought they drained every win they could out of last year's team. And he rallied them when it looked like they were done last year. So I think Leslie is safe for the year. And I also don't think I don't think there's somebody on the staff who's a natural replacement for him as head coach. When your coordinators aren't very good, you don't have somebody just kind of waiting to take over. So I think Leslie's good for the season, but obviously how this season goes will impact whether he gets a contract extension or not.
All right, Jim, thank you, my friend. I appreciate you finding time for us from the other side of the planet or thereabouts. I appreciate it. Look forward to reading your stuff this week at startribune.com and listening to you on 1500 ESPN. Thanks, man.
I appreciate it, Mike. Thanks.
You bet. Jim Suhan,